Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take a break. Back after this.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You know, we got to tell you again, Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. You just got to text the word KID to 20357. K-I-D. KID to 20357. And you guys can win. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase. Schmeathen.
He really wants to go.
Mike Tyson. You get those tickets. Casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. Speaking of the Hard Rock, BKFC is returning there tomorrow. Yoel Romero is making his BKFC debut. And we'll talk to the president of BKFC, David Feldman, coming on up here in a few minutes. That's our guy. We like talking to him, you know, especially after he's got to deal with Conor McGregor being high as a kite, Yogi. He's got to ride that roller coaster. See how he's at. But as roller coasters go, here was Tua yesterday. This was Tua, Leroy, on why the deep balls have eluded he and Tyreek Hill. This was his explanation when asked by Omar Kelly.
Important. Is continuing to take the shots downfield, whether the shell provides it or it doesn't, to then continue to keep them back and, you know, kind of like, man, regardless of what we're doing, like they're still throwing it deep. I think there's some merit to that. But it does, you know, that there's also a fine line, I think, where it does kind of get tough. Yeah.
It seems like a waste of throw. When teams are giving you those looks when it's like 3rd and 3, mm-hmm. and it's either take that or take the first down.
No doubt. Yeah.
That's the deciding factor.
I would say so, but I would say even on 3rd down too, given what teams do, it just depends, right? Like if they're doubling 10 and 17 and then allowing the other guys to, hey, we're going to stand on this. If they win their matchup, that's all right, as long as 10 and 17 don't beat us. You know, so I think it's also one of those.
I can fix that.
Fix it, Leroy.
All you have to do is this, right? You put Tyreek and Washington in a stack or Waddle, right? And you have a run a combination route. To where one guy runs deep, one more guy runs a combo comeback. And if you're doubling Tyreek or Waddle, then that leaves Malik Washington one-on-one, and then you deal with that. If he starts balling out, then you got to back up off of that because you're going to need an additional man deep. And now you got your two guys. Like, there's adjustments to everything. There's adjustments to everything. You got to isolate. Even if a guy is doubled, right? Because I think doubling a wide receiver is the biggest waste of a defender ever. You know why? How do you double a guy crossing the field? You can't. You got two guys chasing. So you've basically eaten up one guy. Unless you have a guy on the other side looking over to double him on the crossing route, you got them both stacked up on the same side. When he crosses, they're both chasing. So there's things you can do to kind of put yourself in an advantageous position to do what you want to do and not say, even when Tua's talking, oh, well, they're taking that away from us. They're taking that away from us. Do something about it.
That's the thing that seems frustrating, right?
Right. That's the thing that bothers me more than anything is that you got 50 yards by 35, 40 yards to cover. Can't no defense in the world cover that much space. Okay? So what you do is you hope that your pass rush can get there soon enough to kind of shorten that space because you don't have time. And the other thing is, if they're trying to cover a certain area, you make them expand with routes. You make them have to cover more ground.
What's going to make you lose?
Five guys in the middle of the field as a defense. There ain't no way in hell you shouldn't be able to throw the ball outside.
Give me the thing that you watch Sunday that's going to make you lose it early. Other than turnovers, obviously.
If I don't see any nuance, right? Because, listen, for as few plays as they had, they ran the ball pretty good, right? Which, it, usually if you run the ball decent, then your play action should be working. But defenses are saying, you know what? We don't care. We don't care about you throwing it to last year was Jonnu Smith. You're just not going to throw it to Tyreek, and you're not going to throw it to Waddle. Well, do something about it. You know what? Here, if I'm covering the middle of the field, what are they going to do if I put Tyreek and Waddle on the same side of the field? How are they going to adjust to that? Try stuff. What if you do trips on one side and fake the bubble screen and then hit a guy, one of the guys, here's what we used to do in Cleveland years ago. I would go out like I'm a block, right? And then I would just skate down the sideline. That defender's coming up because he think we throwing that quick pass.
Yep.
And then I would slide by him. Now he's chasing me. And that ball comes within 20 yards. Because if I got to run further than that, he's going to catch me. And we all know that. But there's a window there. So I don't understand. With the nuances that you can have on offense and how defenses react to things, how you still running the same damn plays? I think I'm gonna hit the roof if I see a bubble screen. I'm tired of them. I'm tired. I'm pissed off, Vlad, to the highest of pissivity.
Damn, that's hey, rancid.
Hey, wait a minute. Vlad, know what that's from?
Of course I do.
So, yeah, like I could understand. If you doing things and nothing's working.
Yep.
It happens. Some games you trying to maneuver, move around, but nothing quite clicks. Nothing sticks to where you can get some continuity. I understand that. That's not what's happening here. It's like we're going to do our thing. And then you go throw it to a parking cone.
The biggest insult
in football to me is if you don't even make the defense work.
The other thing that we gotta see in this game is that front seven's gotta do. I mean, obviously now we have a new nose tackle, so that's great. But we need to see some more pressure because Daniel Jones had all day. That dude wasn't
all day
niffed.
I mean, goodness.
That's gotta get better.
I mean, think about this. You were worried about Daniel Jones taking off and running. Vlad, we talked about it last week. Hey, he got some good feet, he can run. He sat in that pocket forever and just did what he wanted to do. He ain't never had to run.
Daniel Jones? Never.
Yeah.
No.
That is a problem because all summer, even when they brought in Judon, yep. Right? The one thing that we were talking about is, wow, they fortified that front seven. We can get away with having okay corners and safeties if that front seven get pressure? Nope, none, zero.
Al Macko says Daniel Jones turned into Josh Allen Manning.
Yeah.
All of them.
Carrie S says Greer looking into trading for Koala for wide receiver. I mean, you can catch something.
Oh, man.
Point for Twitcher.
Bro, no, this while, is, keep going. While I am a still firm believer, it's week one. The thing that bothers me about this whole thing is, and this really got me, a guy that was here 3 years ago or 2 years ago still knows your offense.
He had the book.
What, you know, like shouldn't you be like, hey, they on to us. Everybody's had to change, right? Football's evolving. Everybody's had to change what they do and how they exploit defenses. Even defenses have had to change with how they exploit offenses. Why hasn't there been any real substantial change with how you use your weapons? And you have weapons. Now, you know what the weapon is for this team? You know what we're going to do this time?
Bubble screen.
We're going to motion Achane out and let him do the bubble screen. You know what we're going to do this time to put a variance on it? We're going to run the bubble screen away from Tyreek. And Tobin, I got my bonded, locked and loaded. And I'm telling you.
Should we both just bring both of ours?
No. I'm telling you right now, and I mean this. If I see that they run in plays, right, and they run a bubble screen or something like that, I'm going to lose my mind because, like, change it up. Change it up. Run, like,
he's already thinking about it. Hold on. He's already visualizing it in your head.
Hold on. And I'm going to come closer for this one. And if I see Ingo run that deep in, I'm going to lose my mind.
No.
You got two or three of the fastest guys in the NFL, and you got your fullback running a 20-yard square in?
Rocket
that ain't fooling nobody!
Rocket Intangibles on two!
So, like, and I'm trying to be real.
Calm yourself. Here. Relax. Soothe. I don't want you to think about it already. I can already see you ready to strangle Mike McDaniel like Bart Simpson.
Why don't you go on a trip with Coach McDaniel?
But here's the deal.
Go to Australia.
If you watch the game with me, I'm gonna really show you.
Oh, I know.
I'm gonna show you exactly what I'm talking about on the field while things are going.
Game
right?
Day.
Because guess what? When you have a weakness on defense, you always watch at any level football, what they say. Oh, this guy's a freshman. Oh, this guy, they're going to pick on him. They're going to pick on. Who the hell are we picking on? Everybody got a soft spot?
Can I? I'm going to sneak record you on some of this stuff because if you lose your mind, I got to save other people.
That's fine. That's okay. I'll be listening to the Browns game in my earbud.
That's a lit. Who do they got? Who are they playing?
They play the Ravens.
Oh,
man, that's a beatdown.
That's. Flacco revenge game.
Once a year, they clip them.
Yeah, in Cleveland, not in Baltimore.
They're in Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah, the game's in Baltimore, isn't it?
But game's in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because
Flacco's returning.
That's his first. Is that his first game? That's his first game? He hasn't played since he's left?
I think so.
That feels impossible. So. Yeah. That feels impossible.
No, because he came back. Remember, he came after Thanksgiving.
That's crazy. Yeah, but he was with the. All right. I guess I'm not going to doubt you. That was 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX.
Hey, Cap for Life. I can't promise you nothing, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you, like, I have never, like, Tobin, you've been around me a long time.
Yep.
Have you ever seen me this mad about football?
Nope.
Because
not after week one.
It's just
experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We will take a break. David Feldman, president of BKFC. BKFC is returning tomorrow to the Hard Rock. Take a break. We'll talk to him coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.